This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Centuries after their ancestors were forced onto slave ships off the Atlantic coast of West Africa, bound for the New World, African Americans continue to visit the continent to learn more about their history. One African country making a special effort to welcome them home with open arms is Ghana, as NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has been finding out.
This song, in a number of local Ghanaian languages, says, Akwaaba, welcome home. That's precisely the message Ghana's tourism minister, Jake Otanka Obechebilamte, wants African Americans and other Africans in the diaspora to hear, to consider Ghana their gateway back to the continent. Diasporans is the collective name he uses for the offspring of those sold into slavery who left Africa's shores hundreds of years ago en route to the Americas and the Caribbean, never to return.
They went over there and they built the U.S. and what is now called the Americas. But then in building over there, they left this place. They left their own vineyard untoiled. So now we're saying bring some of those skills back here, okay, and let us toil in our own vineyard and let us develop our own continent together.
Based on the Israeli model, Ghana is hoping to woo the descendants of slaves to think of Africa as home. It's an ambitious project, with a key event scheduled next year to commemorate Ghana's 50th independence anniversary and the 200th anniversary marking Britain's abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. The Ghana government is planning customary funeral rites for the millions who died, plus a healing ceremony for their descendants who survived, to wash away the pain of the past and the evil of slavery, said the tourism minister.
For every parent who was torn away from their family, there is a child on the homeland too who is also grieving. So the pain is shared. It is not a pain that is one-sided only. The pain is a universal African pain. The hurt is a universal African hurt.
We are on our way to the female dungeons, and about a minimum of 400 women were kept
over there. Please, shall we go inside?
This is Elmina Castle, built in 1482 by the Portuguese. It's one in a string of former slave forts dotted along Ghana's Atlantic coastline. Of an estimated 12 million enslaved Africans who made it across the ocean on the notorious triangular voyage between Europe, Africa, and the Americas, at least 500,000 are said to have landed in the U.S. Ghana's Elmina Castle is a hugely popular destination and place of pilgrimage for African-American tourists and visitors from other parts of the world with links to Africa.
It's hard to understand how they would do that and think of the people as not as human, but still wanted to do that.
It's barbaric.
Virgie Harris-Bovell and her daughter Renee traveled from Washington, D.C. to Ghana's slave trading coast over the holidays. As they toured Elmina Castle, they let out gasps of disbelief and disgust, alternating with sobs of sorrow and shock silence. Peering through the portal of no return, across a narrow opening overlooking the Atlantic, they took in the suffocating atmosphere of a dimly lit dungeon. This is where slaves, men or women, were manacled and shackled, waiting to be shipped out.
You know, it's horrible that this happened, but if this didn't happen, then we wouldn't, my mother and I, and other people in the diaspora wouldn't be here. And the thing I think to realize is people had to be marched from all over, survive that. Then they had to survive living in here. Then they had to survive in the boats. Then they had to survive during the slavery. Then they had to survive in the apartheid, the Jim Crow that we had in the United States. And you look now at all the people we have, no matter what we touch, we excel in.
I guess it helps me to understand the strength that we have today, but it doesn't help me to understand the brutality of slavery.
But it's not just the tragic legacy of slavery that Ghana wants returnees like the Bovells from the U.S. to experience during their visits. Ghana's ancient heritage and customs are also a powerful magnet. Like these Fanti drummers beating a message of welcome to visitors to Elmina. Yet they don't always feel welcome. Some African Americans are upset and angry that not all Ghanaians accept them as long-lost relatives. They complain they're often referred to as Obroni, a word used to describe a white foreigner. Ghana's tourism minister, Jake Obechebilamte, says Ghanaians also need some training, effective advertising, and an awareness campaign.
This is why we have to get people together, because there's a lot of ignorance about this whole subject. A lot of the diasporans are very bitter. Okay? They're bitter against homelanders. And we're going to be teaching our people here to start to call diasporans Anyemi, Lakwaba Anyemi, welcome back home, brother, welcome back home, sister.
Yeah, they call us Obroni, yeah. They call us foreigners as well. So it's my own people doing it. We're not easily accepted here as brothers. Some accept us, some don't.
Byron Life Fook is originally from Jamaica. He relocated to Ghana, making it home 3 years ago, and runs a guest house with his wife here in Elmina.
Yeah, I am African, but whether other people, the natives, accept us or not is another thing. We're just still seen as foreigners. We're not accepted as citizens. Yeah, we cannot own our land, we have to lease land. So that doesn't really endear us to come back here to resettle.
There's also a tug of war between Ghanaians and visitors from the diaspora about how the slave forts should look. They may share a common legacy, but they clearly interpret it differently. Should the castles be restored and cleaned up, as many Ghanaians would prefer, to boost tourism, or should they remain a grimy graveyard, testament to the barbaric treatment of the ancestors? That's the option for the majority of African Americans and for some Africans, like Nanadriwa Prempeh. A Ghanaian, she now lives in Connecticut, but was back home recently on vacation, visiting Elmina Castle for the first time.
I don't think it should be beautified. I really think it should be left the way it is, as a constant reminder. We stood in one cell for just 5 minutes with the doors shut, and it was terrifying. I mean, we can forgive, but I don't think we should ever forget what happened.
Ghana is planning to smooth the way for those who choose to settle in Africa, permanently or part-time. A special lifetime visa for returnees from the diaspora, fast-tracked dual nationality, and applications for citizenship and Ghana passports, plus secure land tenure for those hoping to build, are all high on the agenda for the tourism minister.
And about 100 to 150 women were kept here.
And for Renee Bovell from Washington, D.C., as she completed her tour of Elmina Castle slave dungeons, coming to Ghana, she concluded, was a true homecoming.
That, to me, is exciting. I feel like, even though I don't know for a fact, that most likely I'm probably from somewhere, at least walking distance, maybe 3 months walk, but at least walking distance from around here. So that part makes me happy, and it makes me feel very comfortable here in Ghana. It gives you a sense of belonging.
Music to the ears of those Ghanaians who see this initiative as a first step in persuading Renee Bovell, her mother, and many others to seriously consider coming back home to invest in Africa. Ofebia Kwistarton, NPR News, Elmina.
You can get a tourist view of the Elmina Castle at npr.org. One hey, yeah, I do, yeah.